We return to the actual play podcast of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we have Session 57, Slippery When Wet, Part 1. We continue our beta test of the new Roll20 virtual tabletop. More information on this product can be found at roll20.net. Our players for this episode are Marcus playing Daniel Bishop, Jay Gilt playing Aldrich Hundegaard, Nick playing Raymond Marlowe, Joshua playing Ethan Thane, and Jameis playing Gavin Marshall. Enjoy Session 57, Part 1. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I actually decided to create my group on time, but I was just making sure you saw it so that you know it existed.
Oh, yeah, just by how you phrased it, I thought you meant you just put it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just making sure you saw it before and they exist.
Oh, yeah.
Not the imagination. And I'm happy to say I'm getting higher on the alchemy scale. Yeah. Mm.
Soon there will be nuclear bombs. As alchemists for a better tomorrow have been created.
My microphone makes a horrible noise at this point.
No.
Other than you speaking, no, it's fine.
Other than that horrible noise that comes out every time you open your mouth and exhale air. No, it's fine.
I'm trying to balance my iToy, which I'm using as a mic, on top of a box of Magic the Gathering cards to get it as close to my face as possible.
Marcus, why are you rushing towards the worst weapons possible? I don't understand this. Like, literally, the most horrific creation of man, and you are just running towards it like it's your beloved or something. I don't understand this.
Oh, actually, no.
That's going to be his political platform.
I'm trying to create nuclear power.
That's going to be his political platform.
Nuclear power is significantly harder than creating a bomb. Like, it is...
Exactly.
It isn't just an order of magnitude harder. It is several orders of magnitude harder because it is so much easier to create a nuclear weapon than it is to create nuclear power.
Hey, level 9 alchemy.
I don't get this.
I want you just to imagine how many refresh I will have spent by the time I get to level 9 alchemy.
I don't understand this mad drive towards the worst thing.
I want to leave my mark on history, you know, like...
It's like civilization. It's like the civilization game.
The mark of Bishop going to be suspiciously giant black crater shaped?
Actually,
a mushroom cloud. That's it.
Actually, I think Tesla's already invented it. I just want to make sure we can have it.
It's really like civilization. All the civilization games, you already know what actually is possible to be created, i.e. what we already have in the world. So you just rush towards them because, you know, that's the end win conditions, you think. Well, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, I play with mods so that there's stuff afterwards. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to make war the worst thing ever when it's already pretty fucking bad.
Hey. All right. Enough of Bishop's nuclear ambitions.
Yes.
Right. We have a slightly abbreviated crew tonight. We have Joshua back, reprising his role as Ethan Thane. Perhaps he'll stay awake this entire adventure.
I have got 2 cups of cappuccino and a knockoff Red Bull, so I should be all right.
Mm-hmm. Marcus is back, reprising Mr. Bishop. And... Thad, we have you back doing Gavin Marshall. Logos, back doing Mr. Marlowe. And, of course, Jay Gilt, back doing the good Hundegaard.
There's no such thing. Stop. Or don't reinforce that lie.
Yes, it's all lies. Lies, lies.
Yes, it is.
It could all be lies.
Mm-hmm. I will apologize that I didn't get on the boards any in the last 2 weeks to... kind of cement out what we're going to do today. I just got kind of busy, and so I do have something prepared tonight, which Mr. Ethan Thane kind of stepped into by buying a house in District 1. Massively extending out his credit and going into debt for it.
Speaking of which, Bert, you did not actually get back to me yesterday. What kind of accommodation can I afford with resources 3 and contacts 5?
Not much.
Well, it's got to be better than
it depends on what
apartment.
It depends on what district you want and whether or not you're renting or buying. District 1.
He said he was eyeing his brother's mansion.
Well, in the future, distant future. But no, the thing is, I started with a flat in the slums and has pretty much never actually ever moved up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, system-wise, the way it works is if you're trying to afford something more than you have the resources for, and 3 is basically not much more than renting, you're going to make a roll against your resources. If you fail, you actually lose a point of resource and you're just not able to get a hold of the funding that you need. Yeah. If you do make it, it does mean that you now have the aspect that you are in debt. And that goes away once your resources climb to a level high enough where you could have afforded it. So, it's up to you. And it also depends on what district you want your home to be in. District 1 is like the cream of the cream in Metapole.
What is actually feasibly affordable at resource level 3?
At resource level 3, you're looking, well, probably in the same district that Mr. Bishop has a home in.
District 3? Really,
yeah.
Guys?
Now, you have a nice home for District 3.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have, like, the top end of the range for District 3. But District 3 is affordable with resources of 3. I mean, you're going to have basically a small townhouse if you want to own. If you want to rent, you can have something much nicer.
That townhouse sounds good. That's something to actually get hold of, because, yeah, the flat has been destroyed by the French, and it's also been what I've been stuck in for, well, since my first session.
Yes, yes.
With resources
of the players are suddenly realizing they don't have to live in squalor.
Well, there's a thing. I think I actually started with resources 0, mm-hmm. because, of course, I was ostracized aristocrat with nothing, having just been on a failed expedition in which everything was stolen. So,
if you wanted to try to get your brother's mansion, it is being put up for debt right now. If you wanted to, you might be able to, with a good resource roll, basically buy that off. You wouldn't be able to afford to staff it, but
the 200 guards will buy the manor together. No.
East wing, west wing.
The fencing room is owned by both of them, of course.
Nice. And since this came up with Ethan's character, I will reiterate this. If you do not buy your home with a refresh point, as in you're buying it as a stunt, essentially, I can take it away from you. Firebombs, yep. Natural disasters, criminal intent. Just keep that in mind.
Yes.
And if anyone is interested in buying a home that way, you buy it just like a gadget. You get 3 improvements. It's based off of a house of what you can afford. So the higher resource level, the nicer the house and the accommodations.
We need to find people with the craft architecture skill in order to improve them now.
Yes, you would have to find an architect. Although when you first buy it, you're buying one off the market.
We could always bring John in for my game, in which case we have craft forbidden architecture, and he can make us Euclidean geometry.
Non-Euclidean homes, there you go.
you mean non-Euclidean.
Yes.
All homes are
all homes are Euclidean geometry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get started, I do have feedback to read. Mr. Jared Obermeyer commented on email. He says, "Just caught up with the podcast after listening off and on over the past year. I must not only thank you for introducing me to the greatness that is Steam, Steel, and Murder, but also those other great podcasts such as Monkeys Took My Jetpack and The Gutter Skype." I plug those guys quite a bit after ours. "This past night, I was gritting up a storm as I listened to the pulpy goodness of the finale to The Plumber's Affection and trying not to shout at my MP3 player as the crew took on the anarchist cell in the past 2 episodes. Part of me is off trying to imagine just what I would play in this world. A former circus performer with a penchant for high-powered cannons? The great Italian Giovanni Belzoni, circus strongman turned hydrologic engineer? An early tomb robber in Egypt? Someone destined to tick off von Hundergard, no doubt. Perhaps a French scientist recently displaced to Metapole by the Underground Railroad, perhaps with interest interesting ideas regarding those furries of a recent side plot, or less controversial interest in a strong magnetic field and imaging, or perhaps a mining engineer recently imported to examine the mineral wealth no doubt being uncovered by the Nags. Also, I am not the sort to try to sign up for a game, so I will simply sit back here, enjoy the game, and await the day that Ethan Thane successfully murders his way to the control of the Cheka. Keep up the great work with the podcast.
Well, all I have to say to that is, why aren't you playing all of those simultaneously?
That's a lot of aspects there. But thanks for the email, Jared. It is appreciated. All right, so... a month has passed since our last game in in-game time, and now we cue the montage where we show the PCs busting down doors and taking out the different cells in Metapole. As you may have remembered, you had a couple of prisoners that had information leading you to being able to take out several cells that have taken up... various machinations in Metapole. You've taken down 3R cells, you've taken down some of the Hold Ace Gang cells, and the gel cells are becoming fuller and fuller in Metapole proper. This is just the GM hand-waving...
like Daniel Bishop cells.
Yes. This is the GM hand-waving the fact that, yes, you would be easily able to work over these people to get out the information you needed to track down the operating cells in Metapole. So, over the course of the last month, you have successfully... taken into custody. Let me find it.
Mm-hmm. 46 people. Oh, hang on a minute.
15 different agents. The seven-fingered hand group, however, has been quite quiet during this month. No doubt because of all of the police and investigator busts that have been going down. So they've been lowing very low. So there's been no activity from the seven-fingered hand. In the meantime, some of you had side goals. What I'm just going to ask is, basically, I'm just going to go down my list here and tell me what you spent your experience on in the last month. And this is kind of telling me how your character has spent his time. So, Joshua, how has Ethan Thane spent his month?
He's been investing in Rusty's Scrapyard and the Nags.
All right.
Increasing resources.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I lose people? No.
Yeah. I'm just muting myself.
Okay. Somehow I have clicked on Skype somewhere and I've got the big image of Joshua staring back at me, but I've lost the rest of you.
if you click him, it'll pop up.
There we go.
He probably went into dynamic.
Yes.
Yeah, dynamic view, which is the worst thing Skype has come up with so far.
All right. And Thad, what has Gavin been doing in the last month? How have you spent your experience?
I just need to... it looks like I updated it. Pretty. I'm trying to remember what I spent it on, actually, because I did it all last week and I forgot.
Do you want to consult your notes?
I think I put it
notes?
On increasing my crafting ability.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. Definitely got my conviction up. I'm more convinced than ever. Also picked up some more languages, but that's what I'm waiting to hear you from you about what languages I can actually get.
What were you interested in?
Anything in particular? It was more to help. No, we've got the Egypt stuff coming up to help the Nags,
mm-hmm.
kind of things. I don't know if Egyptian's a language I can pick up or just Arabic or something. I'm not sure.
Well, during this time, in the misty,
and
somewhat.
I don't know that.
Yeah. In the misty, somewhat 1820s or so, Egypt is basically in control of the Ottomans by Muhammad Ali at the time. So, what do the Ottomans speak at this time?
Turkish.
Turkish. Yeah, so Turkish would probably be the predominant language spoken.
If you're talking... I'm sorry. Do you want me to break
no,
in
go
with
ahead.
Historical?
Go ahead. Regale us with your history knowledge.
Okay. What they would be speaking is Arabic. The common person on the street would speak Arabic. The ruling class would speak Turkish. However, the... suzerainty of the Ottomans is felt very, very lightly at this particular time in history. The Ottomans are considered the sick man of Europe and are only a few. They are going to get those territories. A lot of the coastal territories ripped from them via internal rebellions and then external invasions by the nations of Europe. So the rulers in Egypt will currently pay homage to the Turks, but they're not really under the Turkish control.
And the Turks are being heavily influenced at this time by both the French and Italian. Their counselors are French and Italians at this time. And of course, the British come stomping through in 88 and taking over everything. Yes. So,
yeah, but, they pretty much wave their hands. Yeah, this is our
knife. For many years, if you want a basic language which will be applicable to all the minor factions and also the common people, it would be Arabic. And that will stay true for many years to come.
I can get tons of languages. I can get Turkish and Arabic. what about dead languages like Coptic and ancient Egyptian?
If you wish to spend the experience on it, certainly you can.
I've got a stunt which lets me pick up languages anyway.
Right.
So...
But yeah, it's certainly it's allowable.
I just need to have a week in time in which to learn it. Mm-hmm. So just can I learn them though?
Well, you have a month, so
yes. Are these allowable languages to learn?
Coptic in another.
I certainly think you could. If you have the points to do it, then you've got 4 weeks. So it's at up to four languages. You're learning other things at the same time, though, right?
Yeah. I've got a gift of tongues, which lets me pick up any languages. Mm-hmm. I don't need to spend points on it.
Right, but you still need the time to learn it, is a thing.
Yeah.
You past the 30-point threshold or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that gets you. Because that basically you can pick up one thing per week. So.
I thought languages were an addition to...
No, it's the same learning scale. You still have to invest the time in it, just like any other skill, even if it is free. So...
Yeah, okay, I'll put them on my wish list then. I didn't realize that, because rather than try and work out which points I need to deduct, I'll just move them on to pick them up later.
Mm-hmm. So you're outside of kicking down doors and taking into custody these agents. You are learning to build things better and potentially speak to foreign people that you might lie and cheat to them better. No, that's
started.
not.
Not quite yet. No.
All right.
Conviction, it goes on your mental defense, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all mentally protected.
Mm-hmm. You're getting harder. You're a harder man, Mr. Gavin.
No, I'm still feeling soft and squishy. But,
Yes. All right. And Jay Gilt, what has Hundegaard been spending his 4 weeks?
Well, during these various raids that we've been undertaking, I have perfected my art of swordsmanship, and I've also perfected... how to not die when stabbed. So I have both. I've increased both endurance and weapons. My endurance has gone up twice to a total of 3, and my weapons has gone up to my first epic skill of 7. At the same time, I've probably had to start working on yet another journal to be published at some point in the future, because I've started doing illustrations for some of my books. So I now have performed sketching.
So are you employing a small child to stab you repeatedly until you can resist it better?
No, I'm guessing it's probably actually just... it seems to be whenever we go into a fight as a party, and then suddenly whenever Marlo is behind me, I will just get stabbed. Of course, by the time I turn around, the enemy's moved away, but there's Marlo, so fortunately Marlo probably sees them off when I'm not looking.
That's it. So you've hired Marlo as a sparring partner, which he would gladly stab you for free. But if you're willing to pay, well. All right. And Marcus, what has Mr. Bishop been up to?
Bishop's been talking with his alchemy friends because he's increased his craft repair, craft engineering. He's also done some long distance running with the wife to get endurance up to another level in another box for me. And of course, he had to work on his political science elections to make sure he gets elected.
I can see this running as your wife chases you, shooting guns at you, and then you're getting your cardio workout that way.
Hey, I made good with the wifey.
Yes, you did. She loves her tennis court and her swimming pool. Yes. So, there's a new group that I guess Mr. Bishop actually founded. Did you take an aspect to found it, or did you just create it?
I took an aspect to be part of it. Because it's a small group, and I'm figuring we're all together type thing.
Sure.
Because
sounds
we're all
good.
Scientists. Because I'm part of the Alchemists for a Better Tomorrow.
I will probably slot Watson and Crick into that group if you're all right with that.
They would definitely be
part of that.
they'll eventually need to be bought because they're more like assets.
Yes, they are. But right now, they probably have gone to some of your meetings informally and, eaten your crackers and pate. All right. And Logos, what has Mr. Marlowe been up to?
Things. Shadowy things.
shadowy things.
No, Marlowe has been learning the spycraft a little bit better, and he has been brushing up on some of his academic knowledge, and finally he has gotten a lot better at lying. So he is now...
So epic. Has he just been saying, I actually like you, Bishop. I actually like you, Bishop. I'm not going to stab you, Bishop.
No, that would be the perfect truth. Why would I say the perfect truth to get my deceits here? You're making no sense. And then he has been busy reorganizing the Cheka such that we can better fulfill our mission.
Okay, sounds good. And like I said, I'm just doing the GM hand wave thing here where I assume every mud made excellent rolls and you got all the possible information you can out of your captives and you're pretty as certain as you can be that you've cleaned Metapole of the various factions that have been setting up shop, with the exception of the seven-fingered hand, which have been lying low. So, there was some talk, as well. Mr. Hundergard had, gotten some messages, from Nag Society in Egypt, where apparently, there has been some legacy left behind, for Mr. Tesla that, he would like, the investigators to actually take a hand in, looking at. Sounds, like there might be, some problem, acquiring, said legacy as well. And that's the other reason he would like, at least Mr. Hundergard to come down. And I believe he has engaged the rest of you in the possibility of doing this. But in the meantime, there is a gala event as, Mr. Ethan Thane has taken up residence in a new posh manor in District 1, and he has a housewarming celebration going on with a very illustrious list of guests that are invited, which thankfully does include all the PCs.
I will note that everyone on that list gets a plus one, including George.
Yes, George is invited as himself, apart from Mr. Gavin Marshall. So I'm gonna just take up, if people don't want to go to the housewarming party, that is fine. But some of the people that are going to be there, I'm sure, Ethan, that you've, cleared the list with the Cheka and such, so, at least Mr. Marlowe would know the list.
Actually, could I call for a very short scene before that?
You certainly can. Alright. Spotlight is on you.
He is calling a small press conference consisting of Anton and Imagine Rackham is there, because Sharon has told me what she would do during that scene.
Okay.
And he will call a press conference for you two, and he will say, if I actually wrote this down. Hello, I have called you both here today because I know that you are both well-known press and fair people. You will stare at Anton slightly. It is with a mixture of great relief, regret, and indifference that I am hereby resigning as head of the Cheka in order to focus on more wholesome and scholarly pursuits that benefit Metapol in a more direct manner.
The hushed silence of the crowd is deafening.
Well, there isn't a crowd, it's just you two.
Exactly. Well, that's all good and proper, Mr. Thane, but tell us something that the press really wants to know. What are your sexual habits? Have you been spending this great money that the guilds have provided with the local prostitutes? The He's in one of his foul days, and you can definitely smell the alcohol on his on his breath.
What about the rumors of you being involved with some type of French creatures sexually?
I am not aware of these allegations.
Not the so, right you're claiming that Metapol's prostitutes don't deserve money?
I'll glare at Anton.
So these allegations that you're using your personal power to get freebies are... No. This is where Miss Rackham will elbow him in the side and...
Yes.
Yes.
And Sharon did say she made a writing roll of 4 to write a story about it.
Sounds good. Okay, very good. Right. Are you going to announce anything else other than your resignation?
Nope.
Okay.
That was just it.
Cut to Marlowe as he's brooding at his desk, seeing how best to use this against him.
Well, this would have been called about half an hour before the party, so since Anton was invited to that as well, so easier and efficient.
Then he's definitely hit the booze before beforehand. Some of your best booze. So, did you run your list by the Cheka, by the way? I mean, this is would be standard procedure, given who you are working for, and this is... Have you made any press about the event itself? Or are you just doing this for friends?
No, just for friends.
Okay.
This isn't advertised at all.
All right. Sounds good, then. Then I'm not going to say that the list is, disseminated or anything. Question is, do the rest of the PCs come to the party that night?
I'll show up with my wife. We'll hire a babysitter.
Sounds good.
Are you ever there for your family and child?
Yes.
Sometimes. I will...
On the weekends. And for dinner, usually.
She has to show pictures of you to the child consistently so that she knows what her dad looks like.
No. There is a sparring dummy or a wooden mannequin with just a photo duct taped to the front of it.
No, actually, there's a nice cardboard cutout that's of Bishop that's from his election camp future campaign that sits there next to the child and it says, "I vote for Bishop."
It's got a little motion sensor, so when you cross it, it says, "Vote for me!" She cries herself to sleep, hugging up against it. Yes. go ahead.
Yeah, no, I will definitely show up. I was going to show up with Miss Racker, but she's not here, so...
Well, she can be there. I mean,
okay, I will. It's fine. I will show up with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else?
Kevin, no. George, yes.
Nice. Does George show up in a tuxedo?
Who's going with George? Who's his plus one?
I'm not sure who's he met. Is there a nice gorilla he's met while at the working on the airplane?
No, he calls Metapol's, illustrious escort service. And
a phone call which really should be on record.
Somehow he manages to put his order in. All right, fair enough. And is Mr. Hundergard going? You note that your brother is on the invitation list as well.
Yes, no, I shall be going.
Okay.
I have apparently made amends with my brother after all.
He seems to be a somewhat nicer person these days.
Oh,
he holds it in better, anyway.
I have to make the effort and hope, so.
Mm-hmm. If you're plus one, if you wish it to be Soraya, if not, she will have gotten her own invitation.
I will probably have gone through my list of people I know in Metapol, and having actually gone through recordings recently, I realize I know pretty much no one in Metapol, having not interacted at all with the world. So, yeah,
they can get someone who's not from Metapol.
I think I have legions of nebulous NPCs who I technically interact with. I just don't know any names. So yes, it will be Soraya I ask, and then yeah, she has an invitation. So I will see you there then.
Sounds good. Some of the other notables are Mr. and Ms. Dare, Miss Blair, Mr. Edison or Rathke. Mr. Allard actually takes a flight in to be there as well. Mr. Watson and Crick are there. Oddly, Mr. Rusty is there.
Oh God!
Are you willing to do the voice, Marcus?
Rusty, Scrapyard.
I stab him in the face until his mouth does not work.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Bartholomew Fleetwood. Of course, Beta is there. Bob Starling is invited. Anton's there. Xander's there in his motorized wheelchair.
He had a motorized wheelchair? I thought he got robotic legs.
Nope, he has a motorized... He had tank treads the last time you saw him.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
He had all-terrain treads.
I knew he had some type of military technology.
Yes. And an odd-looking fellow who was in a a rather cheap, dusty suit that's about 10 years out of date and a top hat that's seen better days. He's wearing, like, gloves without fingers on them. And he seems to be at the buffet line, and he's, like, putting as much food into his pockets as he's eating.
Now the top hat, is the actual crown of it ripped away so it's half open? Like
yes, a like hat? A can lid. There you go.
And does he have a really big shaggy beard?
Yes, this is a character that some of you may not have met, but apparently Mr. Thane knows him well, as he is seen having conversations with him. So if you look at your D20 roll 20 board there, we're using roll 20 again. They recently got the Google group. You can run this in a Google group thing now.
Hangouts.
Yeah, the Hangout now, which is kind of cool. I've been meaning to see what the sound quality is like on the Google Hangout. I haven't done it yet, but they have this as an app now, which is kind of neat. So there is Mr. Thane's mansion. It is, let's see, it's on a nicely greened hill there. Yeah, it's not exactly sprawling. It's got a good 10 bedrooms or more in it, two stories.
There's a bloke breaking into my window. Good.
Right. So, Mr. Thane, yes, your guests show up, many of them bringing housewarming gifts.
which are not at all laced with listening bags.
Do you want to give a description of how you have it decked out? It is of the not the more modern style. It actually has the gas lighting, which this neighborhood actually has. Many of the nicer houses are done that way. Kind of a pretentious remnant of earlier designs, but this neighborhood seems to like it. So, Mr. Thane, what does your house look like?
It looks fairly, basically, from the outside, that picture you have. From the inside, it's sort of, the old ones where it's all wood panelling, dark wood panelling and drapes and curtains and greens and dark browns and things. In the area where this will be taking place, the dining room, it will probably be, those sort of stereotypical big dining hall where you've got the buffet table and then you've got a sort of open area just for mingling, and then you have the long table for when everyone wants to sit down to eat. And there is, if anyone notices, there is a small raised raising in the floor at some point in every room that is suspiciously like a stage. Even in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It's quite odd.
Did you hire any entertainment for the evening? A little choir playing in the background? A little string quartet? Some such?
No. I have a gramophone going in the background.
Okay. Then people are just kind of looking there's some conversation going on here and there, but people are looking like slightly uncomfortable with with things. It's like, nice house. Here, have a lamp. Is your new staff on hand, both shifts, or just one of the shifts?
Both shifts. It's an all-hands-on-deck affair, since there aren't. From what I figured, I have four people plus a butler.
Right. So. Okay. Are you serving food?
Yes, serving food. Most of the staff will be sort of... They are clearly students, but they will be trying to act politely and well, except for the butler, who seems to be... Most of the time he will be very nice and polite, but he will be, every time he is within 3 meters of Barlow, he will suddenly gain several levels of poncyness.
Marlow, you swear you've ran into this butler before sometime, and he seems to have it out for you.
I know, he's been cloned several times, and he shows up anytime I show up to a nice place.
Mr. Marlow, may I take your coat? Oh dear, I seem to have dropped it in the mud. Let me clean that for you.
I glare
you, girl, get me the turpentine.
I glare at him balefully. I have a very baleful glare, given I kill people for a living.
Yes, it seems to wash right over him and only leave joy in its passing. This one servant just has a great disliking for you, Mr. Marlowe.
Every servant has a great disliking for me. I think I'm about to wipe out the whole race, and we're going to start over again with a new race of servants.
Yes, he's gonna make sure to kill the servants, and then he's also going to kill any prospectors or rust collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who speaks in a high-pitched voice and thinks that's funny, they're going to die.
Oh, so speaking of which, Rusty seems to be making some sales pitches to different people. It seems that he is looking for some contributors and perhaps some new members to a certain club. Yes, he has a high, irritating voice for you, Mr. Marlowe. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I can see you're not interested there, fella. Let me just leave you with this card. He takes a little tatty yellow card and sticks it in your breast pocket there, Mr. Marlowe.
I'm contemplating whether or not I can, in fact, kill someone with my mind. Apparently, I am failing, so...
Sounds like a stunt! I can kill you with my mind.
Yes.
Right. Mr. Anton is making an ass of himself as he's already gotten drunk early. He seems to be wearing the punch bowl. Unfortunately, there was still punch in it.
This is the worst party ever.
Yes.
I contemplate leaving, given how bad this party has turned out to be.
Several of the guys seem to be going out on the the veranda to have a smoke. Many pipes and cigarettes are brought out, mostly to get away from Anton. And Gavin's ape seems to be having a grand old time. Yes, George.
You seem to be bonding with George over deciding who to kill first.
Yeah. It's such a long list. I'm paralyzed with indecision. Choices.
George arrives in a nice suit coat and a little derby top hat with a nice blonde on his arm, who seems quite bewildered at who her accompaniment is tonight.
I suspect that for George, this isn't the first time, actually.
You were wondering where those charges were coming from.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing. I can't. This has been the worst evening of my life.
Yes, people seem distinctly uncomfortable. they're very nice and welcoming to you, Mr. Thane, and commenting you on the excellent purchase you've made. The house has a grand history, apparently. Has been on the market for just a short time. Previous owners were arrested in a scandal. Yes, previous owners were arrested in a scandal.
Which one?
No doubt something that the investigators were part of.
Wait, was this the murder house where we... Was this one of the ones where he actually solved?
Was this the head of the entertainers guild?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yes.
Oh great! Oh yes, that's where I got stabbed. Actually,
pointing it out on the field. All right. So everybody, make me alertness rolls for the scene.
What's George's alertness?
George's base alertness is 2.
All right. Oh.
Note if you have yourself, added anything to it. Did you ever get the... I believe I sent you an email with, like, a basic ape stats. Did you ever get that?
No.
Okay, no, I will have to go through my mailbox, and I will just post it in the public forums, make it easy to find.
-1. He notices nothing.
Okay.
+1. I'm noticed something.
6 /8.
I was also
thinking
about his ability to roll use chips as well, but we can... This is gonna
I have an 8.
Ooh. 6/8. 6 for sight, 8 for hearing.
Sounds good.
Yes. George brought along some bananas for the housewarming gift and seems intent on eating them because he's there and they're bananas.
Oh, actually, a fruit bowl was provided just for him. Mr. Thane was up on his ape manners. Oh, sounds good. Mr. Marlowe, while you are staring daggers at different people and deciding if you can get away with murder, you are invited out to the terrace and handed a glass of brandy by Mr. Allard, who was kindly disposed to you for the many things that you have done for his family. Yes. Including getting his wife killed, but I'm sure he's forgotten that by now.
No, I don't expect he has, but, you know, well, there is always vengeance. It keeps us warm on those cold, cold nights.
Right. So, out on the terrace, you have Mr. Mr. Dare, Mr. Allard, and also Mr. Edison, or Rathke, as you know him. And they seem to be discussing things, and Do you take the invitation to come out and speak with them?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dare, Mr. Edison seem to be hashing out some details, and as you come out to join them, someone hands you a pipe if you don't have one of your own.
I have cigarettes. I am not high class enough better. For a pipe.
Yes. Mr. Allard actually enjoys his rum-soaked cigarettes himself. He'll offer you one.
Minor lucky strikes.
Filterless. Feel the hurt. Well, apparently, as they're finishing their conversation, Mr. Edison looks to you and says, "Oh, just the man, just the man. I believe that we had a bargain arranged. You did some good work for me up there, and I do appreciate what you found. And it seems it's led you to quite a cleaning of your own city here. But a bargain's a bargain, and I said that I would put myself at your disposal in such that you believed if I have crimes to answer for. I have put myself in Mr. Dare's care here, and I will remain until such a time as these, let's call them accusations, are answered."
Well,
the city, of course, will be moving on within a few days, but I myself will remain here in Mr. Dare's care.
Who will be taking command of the city?
Oh, we have various engineers there that can take it over. My second, Sarai, is staying here as well. It's a matter of no importance. They have their own, scientific endeavors to account for, and we should leave them be. It, as you have pointed out before, it is kind of a dark cloud over Metapole. It should perhaps move along now.
Well, I do have quite a few questions for you, although I do not know if now is the time or the place.
I am at your disposal, sir. I believe that Mr. Dare here has assigned me some of your fabulous... is the word Cheka commonly known now?
No. Hopefully okay. Not.
Has assigned me two very good men to watch over my needs, and you... this is something that you remember Dare had you sign over. He wanted you to pick two of your men that you felt were very trustworthy, very observant. He didn't tell you what the assignment was, but Dare gives you the nod.
Excellent. Well, I don't know. I do not believe this place is secure. Do I believe this place is secure enough to have a...
Probably, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is the first time you set foot on it since his buying of it and the announcing of the housewarming was pretty much within days of each other.
Okay. Well, yes. Sadly, our conversation, I do not feel our current location.
Well, as you say that,
ears
here. As you say that statement, you kind of peer around with the "I don't believe this place is secure" look, and you see something odd in the shrubbery off to the dark side of the mansion, off on the east wing.
Excellent. Well, I smiled a little bit. There's work afoot. Well, gentlemen, I will tomorrow at noon at your office, Mr. Dare. Would that be acceptable?
Ah, sure. We'll make it a lunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will. I feel the urge to have a bit of a walkabout. So, if you gentlemen will excuse me for a bit. Mr. Allard, as always, it is an absolute pleasure to see you.
Yep, he will tip his brandy to you,
boss. And I will try to slip away into the shadows.
Sure. Actually, coming towards you. You hear somebody kind of sing-songing his way in an off-key sort of a tune, and up the driveway is the kind of the tatty-dressed man that I had described earlier. He seems to be adjusting his pants as he is walking up to the area that everyone was outside. It's kind of like a deck or outside. I'm not sure what you would call it, a very large outside paved area where you can enjoy the night. He tips his hat at you. You notice that he's a little tipsy. And that was not what you thought was odd, by the way.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, good Lord, man. Okay, well, I will try to puff away.
Okay, easily enough. As Mr. Thane doesn't seem to have guards...
oh my god.
You go around the east end of the house, and what attracted your attention was there was what looked like something oddly shaped on the ground near a shrubbery. And as you get closer, you see it as the form of a man laying next to the shrubbery, being very still.
Oh, great. A new house and we already have a murder.
I will try to pad over to the man as silently as possible.
Sure. Yeah. I won't make you roll for it. He does not seem to notice your padding over. And with your alertness roll that you made for the scene, you do not see his chest or stomach rise or fall. It does not appear that he's breathing.
Marlow smiles in the midst of the darkness. Excellent. All right, well, afraid this party is going to be forced to be over.
So as you get a little closer, it is darker on this side, as, you know, not they haven't turned on all the lights upstairs. There's no real reason to. Everyone's downstairs enjoying the festivities. But some of the light leaks out well enough that you can tell it's a man. He seems to be wearing a very expensive evening suit. Dark hair, dark skin, dark complexion.
African dark or
no,
Arab
no,
dark?
No. It's definitely a little Caucasian, but as if they've spent a lot of time in the sun.
Oh, okay. All right, I will flick on my flashlight and try to do not a flashlight, but my Zippo and see if I can't see determine cause of death.
Okay. You have any kind of medicine?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well,
no blood pulling out.
No. No obvious, no wounds. You know, it's in the very finely cut suit. You don't see any blood stains, no dagger wounds, no bullet holes. You do notice, however, very oddly, that he is not wearing shoes or socks.
Are his feet dirty or?
Take a closer look at it. There seems to be a little dirt on his feet. Actually, more like dust than ground dirt.
I look around me. Is this... Wow, he must have been dumped here. Because if he had moved over ground, then that would have disturbed this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you think so? It's a very well kept lawn. It's cut very short. There's no muddy patches in it though, so maybe not. The grass seems to be springy enough that it may not have left a trail.
Oh, no, I would think that the grass would disturb the dirt.
Yes, yes, you think it would.
Okay, would I check the walls? Are they of the same, would
him... Well, he's, like, on the far side of, like, a shrubbery that kind of goes around the outside of the house. The walls are brick. You do notice that there's a drain spigot coming down here. At this time, it's like a clay drain pipe, and it's dusty.
Okay. Is it? All right. Well, I go. All right. Well, I'm going to break up this party because there has been a murder, and that is far more important than us gallivanting about having fun.
First tales party, and there's already a murder. Yep. Typical. Absolutely typical.
Well, you can't have a good christening without a murder.
Sadly, no one will be allowed to leave at the current time, as everyone is a suspect.
Shall we, when you announce this, shall I call Gavin?
Yep, we need someone who can determine cause of death, and I'm sure his correspondence degree had all about that.
I call Gavin on my cell phone.
I don't know how you have his number, but...
I call his home phone number. Because it's a switchboard.
Gavin's got like four phones, you know, one's for the Marmoset Avenger, one's for Gavin, the mild-mannered civic employee, one's for the underground.
One's for investigation.
One's just for George. George has his own line.
Oh my god. How does that even work? He signed! How does that work?
His signing is very expressive.
Morse code. We just need to get George to obtain Gavin.
No. George, many different Morse code. He taps there on the receiver.
No, there are many different inflections you can get out of ook.
It's like the dude language, you know, the language of dude. It's the same thing, yeah.
Well, now that we have milked this tangent for his all the truth.
All right, so ring.
Slightly sure that you get him on the quantum radio, you don't get him on the telephone.
Okay, I get out the quantum radio and say, hey, we've got him, Gavin.
Who'd you kill this time?
I didn't kill anyone. Marlo found a body at the party. I had to make sure to go into a private room. It actually made this party worth going to.
Was it one of his bodies?
I don't know. We haven't identified the body. I don't think Marla's familiar with it, or he would have said, I know who died! We need you because you know how to determine cause of death, as cause of death apparently was not... yeah, I don't know that. Well, actually, you told me.
I'll be here soon. Let's just move on. Okay.
I look at the body. Was he a guest?
No. He's no one that you recognize.
Mm.
Is it someone that I recognize, being me knowing famous people?
No. Well, give me a roll.
Contacts?
Yes.
I'm going to ask my butler and staff members if they recognize him.
Well, what do you do with the body? Do you all just go and surround the body that's laying outside in your lawn, or do you move the body?
I think we have to leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Six or eight, if I can count high society.
Okay. He's no one that you recognize, although you feel like he should be, simply because he's wearing very nice clothing, tailored Italian. I mean, this is expensive stuff. His hair is immaculate. His tan is like just perfection. Like this guy has spent, not just a good time in the sun, but he's done it right in all the right ways.
I search his pockets. Mm-hmm. Search the pockets.
All right. Well, you come up with a silver lighter and a silver cigarette case that has 10 cigarettes in it.
Is that the...
They hold 10.
Okay. So I sniff the brands.
Yes, they are private make. They're not any of the major brands. They're hand rolled, with a gold band around the, filter bit.
I look at the maker's mark.
No maker mark.
I curse my luck. I look at the silver lighter. Does it have a maker's mark on it?
Yes, it does. Fairly common one.
Okay.
Well, common for this, this type of accessory. It is a high end, piece of wear. It's all made of silver. Good craftsmanship.
With the common, would they remember? I mean, how many people do they get there?
Probably a fair number. I mean, this isn't like an incredibly high dollar accessory, but it is something certainly that a common person might be able to afford after saving, for a month or more.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Do I find any papers, wallet, ID?
No, strangely absent of anything else. His body also has no jewelry on it either.
I will see if any of the guests... that's a little ghoulish. Who here has strong stomachs?
Miss Blair steps up. She has a cup of coffee in her hand and a cruller.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course you're here. Do you recognize this guy, Allard? Well, I don't know. Allard, are you feeling psychologically up to seeing a dead person?
Oh, I have been good for a while now. Yes, yes. Good for a while.
Okay, Allard, you can stay over there. Don't worry about it.
So are you, bringing people up one at a time just to look at the body?
I'm saying this guy is someone of probably some import, so I check with the big names. Okay, Tesla and... Not Tesla. Shit. Mayor and Edison.
Fair enough. How's Gavin getting there? Are you trying to get there quickly?
Motorbike.
Motorbike?
I got motorcycle, motorbike thing. Yeah.
Sure.
Are you wearing the motorcycle picture?
I was, but I'm not anymore.
Where were you during the call? Were you at guild headquarters?
No, I was out prowling around the city, which is why I was saying you needed the quantum radio.
Gotcha. He was dramatically crouching on a rooftop.
Contemplating some kind of signal light in the sky that could warn him. All right, I'm going to say that you were very close to the district then, and you show up fairly quickly. No one really recognizes him that you've pulled out. Allard says he looks familiar, but he can't place where he's ran into this guy. It's not someone he knows or an acquaintance. It's just someone he saw in passing, he believes.
But he can't
be for sure.
Like someone you saw at a party.
No, I haven't been to many engagements lately. It's not been a party.
At work?
Oh, no, I know everyone on the island.
Allard says this?
Yes, Allard says this.
Oh, okay. Is it someone in government? Is it one of your ministers?
I'll have to ponder it a bit. I'm sorry I can't tell you more. He just seems familiar somehow.
Does the guy look Italian?
What?
Does he have an eye stamped on his forehead?
Dark hair, you know, dark skin, although still Caucasian, just a dark skin.
Is he carrying pizza or, or pasta or something?
Can you smell the garlic on his breath? No.
I mean, a northern Italian would not have that darker skin. A southern Italian, specifically a Sicilian or, you know, a resident of Naples might.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Sicilian? Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
So, I guess Gavin arrives on the scene.
All right. Everybody wants some sort of role.
You want to look him over, see what cause of death was?
Robot.
Already?
He'll clear up.
Yeah. I think the robot was the cause of death.
Well, as I come in, I'll be scouting around the area. I'll just make an awareness roll first before I get too much further into it. What's my awareness and alertness? Just so I can do that first. 6 for alertness. So I'm looking around as I come in. And then that for looking over the body. If it is dark out here, I'll be using my torch. Dong, I also got a 6.
Okay. Do I sound any better? Still bad.
Nope, no. You sound worse.
All right, hold on.
Now the only sound I hear is the sound of the gramophone in the background.
All right, any better?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I still haven't figured out what causes that. That's why I'm interested to try Google Hangout to see if it still works with that. Anyway, yes, medical roll. His neck is broken.
From a fall.
Does it look like he fell?
It could be from a fall. If he landed just right, fall could have done this. There doesn't seem to be any other indications of a fall, though. But his suit coat that he's wearing, you know, it's got the padded lining and shoulders. It would have offered a little bit of protection. If he did not fall from far, but fell poorly, his neck could have broken that way. Could also have been broken by someone grabbing him from behind and twisting very quickly, too.
Right. But is there no sign of bruising around his neck or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
It seemed like a quick break. He pretty much died instantly. You also noticed the fact that he's not wearing shoes.
Good for me. I'm noticing things, apparently.
Doctor, have you figured out a potential cause of death?
Yes, he died. Thus, ended up dead.
Looking at him, you mentioned the drain pipe there, right, Bert?
Yes.
Could he have fallen?
Clay drain pipes. It's possible.
Is there indications on the drain pipe of, you know, like, I've been using this to climb?
Well, Marlo didn't point it out to anyone, but you do notice that the drain pipe is kind of streaked with dust in areas. They did not get around to cleaning the exterior as well as could be hoped. And you do notice that his feet have kind of the same kind of dust and dirt on the bottoms of his feet.
Where can you get if you climb up the drain pipe?
Well, you haven't gotten the tour of the house, so you're not exactly sure, but the drainpipe does go all the way up to the second floor.
I ask the guy who owns the house and should be standing right here.
Is Mr.
Yes, I'm
Thane
standing
with us.
Right here.
Yes, I am. All right, so the outside bedroom would probably be like your library or study would be the window that's the closest to that drainpipe.
I'm just going to run up there and see if it looks like... I don't know, someone's trying to break into any, into the desk or any, I probably have like one of those tiny little safes behind a picture or something. See if that's being broken into or anything.
Okay, that's an investigation then, as opposed to an awareness.
Okay. Well, first things first, is it lying open with...
No, everything looks as you left it, although now that you're looking for it, you do notice that the window is just slightly ajar.
Uh-huh.
Wait, the window is no longer a window, it's now a jar?
It is a jar!
Look! Bishop, his head just exploded. What an odd occurrence. Why did that happen? Doctor, was it possibly justice striking him down?
There is no justice.
That was
a 1? Okay.
Yes, but I can boost that if necessary.
It's up to you. A 1 will, you know, won't give you really any information, just that everything looks as you left it, other than the window was just slightly open. But one of the servants could have opened it to air out the rooms earlier. Remember, the place has been unoccupied for a time, so.
Well, I am going to tap, what can I tap?
while he thinks about it, Gavin, do you recognize this guy?
Don't know.
I don't.
It's no one that you recognize.
He does have a eidetic memory.
Mm-hmm.
And he reads the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it was a French minister.
Bert, how many people wear Italian suits? Everyone?
Well, everyone that can afford it. I mean, at this time, it's, you know, that it's the fashionable thing.
Okay.
Well, we could search the suit for a maker's mark. I mean, this is
yeah.
If it's a hand tailored
suit. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, the suits have the maker's mark that you would expect.
Is it a guy local or is it a guy
actual? Oh no, it is made in Italy. Oh. It's not anyone local here.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so have we actually cross-checked the dust on his feet with the dust on the pipe to make sure it is the same?
It looks to be the same. If you are doing the analyzing of that, it does appear to be the same.
Well, maybe we should ask the guy who owns the place if we should check the rooms to see if he was in any of the rooms.
Yes, he ran into the house as you were saying such things.
He is not there.
Yep.
That's why I looked around and wonder, where the heck did he go?
Is it possible to climb the side of the building without using the pipe so we could examine the pipe without disturbing whatever evidence is on there?
It's brick and stonework. You imagine that George might be able to, but it'd be a really difficult climb for someone else. Not impossible, but very difficult.
I could do it.
Actually, I could do it as well. I just realized with what I have.
Yes. I'll go ahead and scamper on up there just because.
Are you using the drain pipe or not using the drain pipe?
Nope, not using the drain pipe.
Hmm. All right, give me a roll.
Good at these things. You never investigated crap while you were in the checker. Shh, you can't tap that.
Yes, I did.
I frowny face him.
Would that work, Bert?
Yeah, you're still not picking up anything that might have been disturbed. Oh, a five. Actually, a five is exactly what you need. So you're finding it to be a really tough climb. I mean, you're having to take your time to get the exact finger and toe hold. Oh, yeah, you had to kick off your shoes, by the way. You could not do this in shoes.
Huh.
And, as you climb, and I'm going off your scene's, alertness roll, near the top junction where the clay pipe kind of attaches to the roof guttering system, you see some shoes kind of crammed into the niche there.
I will climb all the way up to the top and see what I see up here, if anything besides the shoes.
If one were to use the drain for climbing, it makes the ledge where the window is very reachable. You basically just scaled the wall. And again, it's really rough. It takes you some time to do it. So you climb up high enough to the little juncture where the clay pipe connects to the roof, and there's a pair of very nice black loafers there, some dress socks crammed into it, and it was kind of just looks like it was just kind of shoved in there.
I will look at the, given now that I have a good range to examine the pipe, I will look and see, is it slick or?
The clay is mostly, pretty porous, and so it dries quickly. But you do notice about midway up that, certain trees that cover the property, shade it just enough that the clay pipe is awfully slick. Oh. Just in this one particular spot.
Alright,
and so yes, you are now eye level with the window, and you can hear someone moving around in the room.
Shoot without looking.
I swing into the room and I beat down the person who's looking around.
Yes, I automatically go to look to the window when I hear someone's there, and we probably bash our heads into each other.
No. You swing the window wide open outwardly.
I'll catch you.
Yeah, so Mr. Thane is in the room searching around high and low to see if anything was disturbed about the room itself. As you climb onto the window ledge and take a look, with your experienced eye, you can in fact tell that the window has been jimmied from the outside. There's some scratches on the outside glass. Not something you could tell from the inside, by the way.
All right, well, I wonder what type of roofing does he have? Does he have...
probably shingles. Clay. Yeah, he probably has those clay shingles.
Oh, okay.
The half rounds.
If I examine them, do I see footprints on them?
Oh, no. They couldn't. They unless the person was very light, they wouldn't stand up to that kind of weight. They would just be powdered.
I'm a light man.
Marlo, what did you find?
Oh, Stuff. I found shoes. Also, Joshua. I'm sorry, not Joshua. The ex-head of the Cheka is up here looking around. I don't know why. Might want to join him. Also, okay. The guy broke into the study via here.
Hmm. Did the guy have any breaking in stuff with him on him?
No, he didn't.
Interesting.
I know, isn't it? Also, there's a little slick part of the pipe, so he could have conceivably fell, although I would think I would have seen a handprint, like, running through the dew, wouldn't I? Or would I
not? You just see the slickness. It doesn't really...
Okay, it doesn't lend itself to that. Also, look out below. Here's some shoes and some socks.
It's just one story up, so it's not like a huge fall. All right, yeah, there's some black loafers and some dress socks that are dropped down.
I will jump my way down. I mean, that's not a big jump.
Before you head down.
Oh, good thing you read my mind there. It's awfully hard to climb all the way up here.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm just a mere mortal. It's hard to hold myself up here. What were you thinking?
You can feel the lung damage from all those years of lucky strikes.
Go have a look around and see if someone broke in somewhere else.
Okay. I will hop back over to the drain pipe and then climb my way up.
Yeah, are you going to go to the roof?
Remember,
it's only two stories, so...
So the second... I'm going to have to Spider-Man my way over. I do not like this. I will Spider-Man my way over and see if the other guy was also an excellent climber.
I'm not visualizing this. So are you going to the roof, or are you just... because there's only the one window that's accessible by this wall.
Yeah. Oh, I had assumed that, like, on the far left... mm-hmm. I'm going to put my character over there. I assumed he was, like, right over here and then fell, so I have another window.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
I will just do some examining.
Sure. That window does not look like it was breached. It's still closed just fine. No scratches on the outside. No. Down below.
Other places doing? Around the house. Go see if someone else is breaking somewhere else around the house.
Oh.
I make shooing motions with my hand. Go on, go, go.
I frown. I jump down and put my shoes and socks back on.
Aren't you going to need to keep climbing, though?
George comes out with his date, and he makes pointing mm-hmm. gestures at you and her and makes the international sign for need money. As he rubs his fingers together.
I'll hand George a 50. I will pill out a 50 for George. Is that enough?
He looks at you sheepishly. She looks more expensive than 50.
Oh, my God. Jeez, George. You need to control yourself a little bit better. I'll pill him out 3 Benjamins.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how Benjamin... Yes, you're going to peel out some Benjamins.
Yes.
Yes, Benjamin... Farthing.
There are plenty of famous Benjamins throughout history. Yes. So
anyway, yes, shoes and socks laying on the ground, Marlowe creeping around the walls. What's everyone else doing?
Examine the shoes and socks. Anything special?
Yes. You pull the socks out of the shoe, and there's a man's size 12 ring at the toe of the shoe. Gold ring. It seems to be pretty well crafted. There's no sign or sigil on it. It's just kind of a plain gold. Not like a wedding band, though. No inscription. There is a
all seal.
Not so much a seal, but there is. It looks almost heraldic. There is a lion on one edge, on the right edge, and there's what looks like some kind of fish or maybe a dolphin or a porpoise on the left side. It's all in gold.
Okay. Also, the shoes, any hidden compartments?
Yes, there is. The heel contains a nice set of lockpicks.
Ah, so that's how he unlocked the door. Hey, does this remind you of anything, Gavin?
That makes no sense at all.
Why doesn't it make sense?
He used something to get in through the window, and yet the lockpicks were in his shoe still?
Put them back? He already did whatever he did inside? Although, why would he leave his shoes, though?
because he took them off to get up there. He jibbied, he opened the,
didn't
he
you had it.
Yeah, you can reach the niche, you can reach the niche by, you know, by hanging your hand out the window. Yep. So it is feasible that he shoved them in there before he, kind of climbed out to the drain.
So he must have been coming back out. He must have done whatever he needed to do in there before he came out, otherwise he'd get the rockets on him.
I looked to the dock.
And died.
He falls over, clutching his chest.
Woohoo! We're out of Bishop Prima! Good work! Let's go home.
Well, I retire Marlowe, as that's all I ever wanted out of him, and...
Clearly, my party was so horrible that Bishop has died on the spot.
And the world thanks you for it. You are knighted. You declared the new head of Metapol.
I need to ask Dare for tips on how to make my parties not horrific.
Hire a band. How about that? How about, you know, hiring some entertainment? You know, not playing a gramophone in the freaking background.
I just dropped an inordinate amount of money that put me in debt.
Well, you can ask somebody. Throwing around money
quite so quick.
And you would think a man who works in show business would know this.
I know. This is appalling. I mean, you could have not retired from the Cheka, and the Cheka would have helped you out. But no!
Or hired the official Cheka band.
I mean, the Cheka provides excellent service. Cheka swing group. I mean, if you want to get into the...
I see the Cheka being more of a percussion group. Yeah, I mean... Lots of beating.
We're the blue band group of this world.
All right. Well, good enough. What's everybody doing? So, Marlo, you were asked to take a look around, see if anything else was broken into. The other window was fine.
So is it the rampant lion?
Let's see. Yes, it is, and it's facing left. So Dexter. Sinister.
Sinister is left. Yes. Dexter is right.
Yes, it's facing Sinister.
Okay.
And I guess the porpoise is rampant as well, as much as a porpoise can be rampant. Well, it is on its tail with its flippers extended.
Yeah, they're not really rampant. Well, hey, guy who knows much about things. Well, I don't know about this. Never mind.
You don't know about the ring yet. Yep.
Back. The question I was about to ask before my computer decided to restart for no goddamn reason, excuse my language, what would be the indications of falling to your death? What would be the physical signs, and does this guy have them?
Depends on how you land.
I look to the doctor.
Actually, there is that test you can do, which I've heard of in medical books or whatever. I can't remember what it's called. Fall, push, drop, whatever, to see how far away you are from the window would say a lot about how you fell.
Ah, well, seeing as the player could come up with that off of his head, the character, I will give you props for that. Going by where Marlo says the slick spot is, you know, you kind of eyeball it. If the guy just fell just right, yeah, he wouldn't have any other signs of contusions elsewhere. And yeah, trajectory is about right. If he tried to, you know, if he lost his balance just so, the arc looks about right.
The Heroes TV series. Yep, so if he fell really badly and stupidly and
he fell very badly.
Almost with a Logan-esque sense of luck, then yes, he would have.
Yeah, because he only fell like about 5 feet. He just landed very poorly.
Obviously, he's been playing Space Marines, which you can die from a 1 foot stall. You can die going down the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The dice explode? So you get enough bloody dice, and boom, you're dead.
That would suck.
Yeah. It's possible, though. Better than Traveler, where you die during character generation.
Have you seen the
Kickstarter for the latest edition of Traveler book?
Yeah, $100 to get a physical copy. I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, but it's also 600 pages.
Yes, it is. It's huge.
Wait.
All
can
the
I get a link to this? Link, please.
Eventually. Well, anyway, let's move on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Wait. Yes, he looks like he was the Logan of this universe.
Okay. Strangely, I think I know what his name is. His name definitely has to be Logan. It's now canon.
All right. Meanwhile, Ethan just cannot find anything out of place in the room. It all looks copacetic. Nothing looks out of place to you.
Someone else, look.
It may not be just their room, it may be elsewhere as well.
I know, but...
Actually, who should really know about the position of things is probably your butler. He probably has if he's any good, then he'll know where everything should be in each room.
That is a good point. Let's go get the butler and see if he notices anything.
Good thought. Let's find out.
-4. No, he knows nothing.
He's a duty butler, so he should know this sort of thing.
Yeah, he takes a look around the room, while he doesn't see anything displaced in the room, he says, "Well, sir, I do believe that," and he looks down at the door handle to the room, "that for the party tonight, these rooms were all locked up, and yet, unless Sir opened it himself, he shows you that the door is in fact unlocked."
Aha! Well, considering the other man, the person had lockpicks, that is unremarkable. But in that case, he wasn't trying to steal... If we can't see anything out of place in this room, then he wasn't trying to steal anything from this room. Although...
Quick, check every single other room!
No, I have a better idea. I want everyone in the party... I'm going to tell everyone in the party to check their pockets to see if they've been pickpocketed.
Well, I was about to say, Marley, you didn't recognize him from wandering around the party?
No, actually, everyone in the party was people you all knew well, except for the strange person in the 10-year-old suit that looked really tatty. And I guess all of you do know Rusty, so you knew all the faces that were here. It's not like someone could have just blended in.
Fortunately, I don't know Rusty.
God.
Well, you don't know Rusty, but you know you're the only other person who knows Lemuel.
Yep.
Yeah, but I wasn't there and he wouldn't recognize me.
Meanwhile, Blair has broken out a roll of police tape and is taping off the scene.
She just carried that on.
You're screwed now, Ethan. You're never going to get rid of that tape.
Yeah. It's like the hippo sticker level of glue.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, you're doomed.
So do you want to check out the rest of the house? You want us tramping through your house there, Ethan?
I don't... I would rather you tramp through my house than missing everything.
See, which doors were supposed to be locked then and now unlocked, because that would be the
first
place.
All of the upstairs doors should have been locked, so let's check for any
dark. And where's your wall safe?
My wall safe is in this room.
And?
Yes, it seemed to have been untouched. Yeah.
It seems to be... Is it... I assume this is the sort of, you know, the turn the number type.
Sure.
So does it look like it's... I checked the contents. Is it missing a whole load of money?
No, everything looks normal. And for some reason, your friend Mr. Thane keeps stacks of bills safe.
I don't trust banks.
Or possibly do, now that we all know where the safe is.
Oh, man! You don't... This is excellent. All right, I know where my month's next funding is coming from.
Hey, it's
Momo,
it's...
I would recommend you do not try it.
Oh, between you, me, and Rackham, you know you're going to have... So it's going to be who gets to it first.
Oh, no, I say. You will not be able to do that.
Oh, okay, it's going to be a group effort then.
Yeah. One of you distracts him while the other two do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we check the rest of the house.
Sure. Investigation rolls all around then. Hunter Guard, are you doing anything special? Actually, it seems that we've lost Hunter Guard.
Can I keep my previous investigation roll?
Yes, yes you can.
Two ruddy chips on.
Yep, so what was your total?
Five.
Five, yes.
I find nothing with my two. Mm-hmm.
I got a 4.
Mm-hmm. Another investigator, but not a good one.
I've got better things to put points in.
Okay.
Oh my god! I roll -3 and roll a 3.
Wow, okay. So it appears, unless we lost Hunter Guard there, but it appears that no one is finding anything suspicious, although you do find two other doors on this floor unlocked. One's a bedroom. Probably unused at this point, since it's just you, Ethan.
I'll also do the sweep for signals in case something has been planted.
Aha! Okay. So I'm just going to add a +2 to your roll there, Jameis. And in fact, you do have several signal sources showing up.
What?
That makes it a 6. Yeah. Bink.
Oh, no, the archaeologist.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, which one of these are yours? We've got this, this, and this.
I deny all association.
Mm-hmm. So does your thing able to allow you to track a signal or just tell you if signals are being broadcasted?
Well, I can always get my computer in to help triangulate the good signals and stuff, so we can say that, yes, that happens.
Okay, yep, good enough. Yeah, you find, secreted around the different bedrooms on this floor, 4 listening devices. Quite well-crafted. They're running off broadcast power, so they would last indefinitely. They have a great range. It's one of the reasons why your device was able to pick it up so readily. It's got quite a bit of output to it. You figure this one's 1.5, 2 mile
this
range.
This one's the railroad, this one's Blair, and oh, this other one. Okay, where's this one?
No, all 4 devices are of the same make. Well crafted, but there are no maker marks on them.
So where were they? Where was each one put?
Bedrooms.
All of them in bedrooms?
Yes.
Right, well, I...
Well, excuse me. One of them will be have been in the den where your safe was. The other 3 right. were in bedrooms on this floor.
Why on earth would anyone be trying to listen in on me?
The head of the checker?
Not anymore. Not since half an hour ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, you just made that announcement.
And you're assuming people believe you.
Yes, I am. If they don't, then tell like they can waste their resources listening to me, I don't know, reading and drinking bourbon or whatever.
But doing so in a coded way.
I will.
That means something different.
Real quick.
But I want to just quickly sweep my... those are the only 4 places, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I sweep my room.
Like your room?
My room.
Ah, yes. Well, to do that, you're going to have to show Mr. Gavin Marshall where that is, because he's got the device to do it with.
I know, I'm just doing a looking sweep of it.
Ah, okay. Which
since I know what these things look like now.
Yes, unfortunately, your investigation role is still not high enough to find them.
Damn it.
Well, if it was emitting a signal, I would have picked it up. But other than that, if it hasn't...
That is true. Yes,
yet,
he...
If it hasn't been activated yet, then, you're in trouble.
Yes.
Or if it's emitting on a pulse and not at frequent times, you wouldn't...
Yeah.
Not that.
So there's always lots of ways birds can yet screw you over, so don't worry about it.
So Mr. Undergard is back. What have you been doing, Mr. Undergard? They've been running around the house, and they have found 4 listening devices.
No, I said as soon as basically everyone else had piled around the body and thus had got that covered, I went to search the ground.
Yes.
Search the surrounding area. So I don't know what I find during
did
doing
you give
that,
me,
but
I
basically did a walk around.
Did you give me an investigation roll?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Let me just see if we can actually get back onto the D20 thing. It's trying to load it again. Thank you very much, Firefox, for remembering everything. Mm-hmm. If only you didn't constantly update.
I'm sorry, would you like to update Firefox right now?
I've found the only 64-bit version of Firefox currently supported is the nightly one, which is,
While that is happening, I was searching around and I spend a chip on X shape as turn major to get a 6 on my investigation roll, and I was looking to see if I could find the point of entry.
Yes, and you believe it was drain pipe to that window. And
oh,
from there he had access to the rest of the upper floor.
Okay, so but we're out back. Did he hop? Would he have access to the front, or does he need to?
No, he could have come to that side of the house through just the forest that's on that, once again, no security on the property, so.
Oh my lord.
I'm guessing I don't get archaeologist's eye, which is my speciality, but without that I have an 8.
Oh, an 8. Okay. Seeing as you, have seen the shoes that the man was possibly wearing, and you're able to...
That, but we'll go with it.
Yes, you do, in fact, actually find a trail that leads off to the woods there on the on that side of the property. So do you enter the woods on your lonesome in the middle of the night?
Well, we've got the quantum radios, which is such a handy device because they allow party metagaming, so I am going off into the woods.
Farewell, yes, they can hear you scream as you're...
I found a trail. I am going to pursue it.
Gosh, this is...
Would you like to pursue it not alone?
And by the way, during this whole time, since you've asked no one to leave, everyone is just kind of sitting around, and they're, your servants have had to break out more booze, Mr. Thane, to keep everyone entertained.
We're even further in debt from the cost of all the champagne.
Oh, they've moved long since moved on from the champagne. They're getting into your brandy stores, your...
Oh, dear. Can we say, considering the people here, and considering the situation, we can probably let them leave.
What?
Murder on your grounds. You're just going to say, well, everyone, someone's dead, go away.
It wasn't murder, it was an accident.
Fair enough.
The better question is who told them to come in and plant the bugs in the house?
Yes, it's a failed robbery, so...
No, it's not a failed robbery.
Well, not a failed robbery, a failed plantery. A failed plantery.
Breaking. B&E.
He was a breaking and entering arborist who decided to...
Also, you have spying on other people's territory, whatever the...
So who knew you had this house in time? Who could arrange something if they didn't know you had the house beforehand? Who got an invite with enough time to hook up with who this chap here is?
I raise my hand.
Are you admitting to it?
Excellent. We cuff him and take him into jail. It's a fair cop.
Well, no, you were just merely asking who has enough time.
Yes, anyone could have done it.
No, yes. No.
I point to the leader of the cult and the member in the railroad. Y'all had enough information in time.
I think we've everyone here has got an aspect tying them to the railroad now, don't they?
Oh, I don't.
No, I don't.
Ah.
I have two.
That's next on my list.
Nope, never going to be with them.
I'm actually head of the railroad now.
Another reason why you must die.
Bishop isn't going to be helping Germans be German.
Yes.
No, I'm just going to be helping the Germans that come over here find a job and make the world a better place.
Meanwhile, Hundegaard's brother.
If they vote for you.
Meanwhile, Hundegaard's brother is wondering why no one's blaming him yet, and he's feeling that he's gone up in the world. That since that hasn't happened.
Oh good. The other von Hundegaard is absent. I have some things I need to discuss with you. If you can just enter into this room.
I leave the invitation to the rest of the party, but yeah. Actually, out of our total of guests, I have not received a list of total guests here. Could I actually have that so I know what resources we have to call upon?
Everyone we've ever met, ever.
Oh.
Everyone who has been in the story since.
What is Blair doing right now?
Rolling police tape up around the section of the body.
Okay, actually, I'll ask if someone can call Blair over, because she's a seasoned investigator herself, so, well, an inspector of crime scenes.
Okay, so you're asking for her to help you follow the trail?
Yes.
Okay.
Than a PC.
Hmm. She finishes taping off the area, and as she notices you've gone off by yourself into a dark, dark wood, she makes sure her firearm is loaded and grabs a lantern.
She gets a firearm legally. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't want Blair to die.
If Blair dies, we're killing you.
Anyway, that will take you a bit to follow the trail.
Yes.
And the rest of you are just kind of poking around the property. Gavin successfully found 4 listening devices that were giving off a signal.
Good for me.
Tactical nuclear strike in 10.
Nuclear launch detected.
Just to clear up any questions, no, I don't know where it's broadcasting to. It doesn't work like that.
Yes. Yes.
Although you do figure these things have between 1.5 to 2 mile range. They've got a good range.
Wow.
Yeah. That's... And they're probably listening to us talk about them right now. Hi, how you doing?
Cut scene to the villains going, why, thank you. Yes, good workmanship. Thank you. Thank you. I now push the self-destruct button. No, they are transmitters only. They do not receive. That's something else you'd be able to tell easily.
Which means it's impossible to figure out who's receiving this, because no one would send a signal.
Which means we have to be the ones who press the self-destruct button.
question, Bert. Mm-hmm. The signal, that the bandwidth that they're going through, that they're sending the message to, is the bandwidth familiar at all?
No, actually it's not one of the, either the 3R or the Ace Hole gangs or any of the ones that you found recently. It's on normal band. So, you know, it's not like an ultra high or ultra low. It's actually using a fairly common bandwidth
it's using radio, Bishop.
Well, yes, it's using radio broadcast. It's not using one that's on any of the transmitting frequencies that are being used in Metapole, but yes, it's just a radio transmitter.
That's what I figured.
I'm tempted to try and bust out something like, we set up a feedback loop so we can determine where, which, sources are picking us up and stuff, but yeah, that's just pushing it too far, I think.
Well, no, as I said, basically this could be tuned into by any radio.
Yeah.
I grab a radio quick and tune in.
Yeah, end up with a weird howl around effect that you could just switch off the radio.
Yep. Not on a bandwidth of, like I said, any local channel, so you'd essentially have to just stumble upon it if you were playing with a radio tuner. It's not, you know, it's not something you would,
Is it in the middle, or is it towards, like, the lower end of a regular or a higher end?
It's actually towards a higher end, as it's got a fair amount of energy to go the distance.
Okay.
Just imagine an old, a 90-year-old grandmother just fiddling with a radio and suddenly hearing bad gramophone music and Anton LaVey singing in the background.
At this point, though, when you couldn't pick it up, is someone out of the docks. Everyone else can just tune and listen to radio thing anytime they want to.
Radio Thane, coming at you 24/7, even when Thane ain't there.
You don't have any magician enemies who are trying to learn your secrets, do you?
I don't think so. I might, but I don't think so. They're all tied up chains at the bottom of the...
Speaking of ring, do you recognize this ring, Mr. Magician?
Do I recognize the ring?
You recognize it as being gold! And other than that, no, unfortunately.
It's gold! I make sure to say quietly so that Mr. Rusty doesn't hear.
Someone could run it over to the person who is from a family with their own heraldic device to then identify the heraldic device, but no.
You're right. I go to the good Hunter Guard.
Oh, so you used to go to the dark forest as well.
Or you could run over to the bad Hunter Guard, or rather the brother who's
wrong.
Go to the reformed Hunter Guard.
I go to the reformed Hunter Guard then, who's now a good Hunter Guard.
Right. Well, he'll stick a monocle on and we'll look at it as well. Fine workmanship. The lion is certainly heraldic. The fish, though, is not something I am familiar with. It's very old. He kind of looks at it inside and out and says, it's a device for some family of certainty, but no one that I'm familiar with.
Anyone here familiar with this heraldry?
You're going to hand the ring around for everyone to look? You know what's going to happen.
I know, it's going to disappear.
Keep hold of the ring while showing it to the people.
I go to the people who I think would know heraldry, and I'll make sure to stop by Dare and Edison.
It's the fish, or what really looks like a porpoise that's throwing everyone. It's like, that's no one's heraldic device.
Does it look like someone making fun of an established heraldry? By any chance, some sort of bastardization.
Done as a lark, no. I mean, like, if you just took the half of it that made sense, I mean, that could be any number of families, actually.
If I may chime in, normally if it's a fish, then that would either indicate that they're a family who came to note near the waters, or it would denote that they were raised up from a family whose past contained fishing or sea trade.
Possibly so, but you're not there.
I quantum radio to the guy who's...
So we're looking for pirate nobles.
But let us take up with Hundegard there, as you have been gone long enough that you're tracing this trail through the forest. It looks like you took a lot better care of not leaving traces near the house, but didn't take so much going through the forest. As you can see, he's pretty much kind of beaten a path through. And it ends, actually, on a dirt road. Looks like an access road. It's not been used much, and there is a car there. Lights off. It's been kind of, I won't say hidden, but the road does not look like it's gotten much use. It's just been kind of parked here. Okay, this is like a mile away from the house, by the way.
Okay. I point Blair towards it from one angle, and I will go around the other angle.
Sure.
I had not been participating in that conversation because I had been following Blair. Because
oh, you're following Blair as well?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Marlo okay. lurks in the background to assassinate us both.
No, no I mean, he did say that he didn't want her to suddenly, you know, spring bullet
yes.
holes.
So. Yeah, yes, I know. Yeah. But still, it's
all right,
Marlo.
So you guys come up on the scene that there's a car parked here. You know, lights are off. It's a simple two-seater. You don't see anyone in the car through the windows.
Well, let's find Maker's Mark and see if he has anything in the glove box or below.
All right.
Check the tires as well.
Yeah. As you approach it, first thing that Blair will note that it is a rental.
Yeah. Well, wow. How many places rent cars?
Not many. Not many at all. All
right. Let's find the rental place.
If you get into the car and start looking around, there's actually on the inside roof of the car, there's basically a Maker's Mark telling you where it was rented from. Also, on the passenger seat, there's a scrap of paper that has the address of this mansion.
I look for some kind of, is there a letterhead or something like that?
Nope. It looks like there should have been, like the top portion of it's been torn off.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it came off of a pad of paper.
Okay. And quality of paper, high?
High. Yes. Very good paper. Linen-based.
Okay. Well.
Someone which wanted me...
Going by your same investigation rolls as well, the other thing that everyone noticed is there are pistachio shells in the floorboard.
Luxury at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Check the seats. Do they still retain some warmth, or are they cold?
No, they're quite cold.
Okay. Any sign of more than one occupant?
No.
Okay.
Well, we check the car engine, not the seat.
Remember, we're dealing
with electric cars. Yeah.
Mm.
So.
All right. Well, time to go back to the party, so we can all meet up.
And I'm going to assume that you basically have checked it from, you know, top to bottom, underneath and everything, just going by your previous investigation rules.
Right. And we checked the common smuggling places.
Yes.
Okay.
Does cars have radios on them these days?
No. Radios are kind of big, so...
Right. Just wondering.
Good thought, though. Very good thought, but no. No, radios are pretty honking huge.
Did you... Mr. Thane, have you withdrawn a large amount of money from someplace?
No, I've just been...
Have you borrowed a large amount of money from someone?
That's my question, but have I borrowed did I have to borrow a large amount of money in order to do this?
Yes, but yes, you went through a bank. I mean, you didn't get this through, you know, a loan shark or anything. You went through proper ways of doing this.
Yes, I got it through Halifax Bank.
Well, do they have a heraldic symbol? Generally, they have.
Do they?
sure, but it's not this.
Okay.
A rampant dollar sign.
Well, if a lot of the banking families grew up in Milan, Venice, and so they would be close enough to water that a dolphin would not be out of place. So.
No, I took this from a normal bank. So.
All right, well, let us go to see Blah about what we have found.
Yes. People are starting to get a little, you know, antsy. And,
Thank you.
Some people have asked, you know, how much longer can we go?
They can go.
Everyone can go.
Anton is defecated in the corner by now.
I slap him around the face and mouth until he stops. He learns some damn manners.
He likes it.
I will shove him in the bathroom and shove him in the shower and turn on the cold, cold water.
Water never touches the stuff.
It touches you!
Fish take, fish piss in there, for example. Yeah. All
right, let's go to the lone people of the car.
Well, yeah, it's the middle of the night.
why don't we go to the, why don't we call and get the rental company that may actually be open late so we can get a name, even if it's a false name, and then we can reference the false name with any places that the guy may be staying, any hotels, anything like that.
Because I want to go there.
Yeah. Keep in mind, there's really nothing that was opened at night at this this period of time. There are not 24-hour anythings.
I frown. Why not? I use my frowny face to display my displeasure.
You first.
So, as we leave people go, I can imagine George and the escort coming out of an unused room, straightening their
Yes.
I was about to say, seeing as being caught up and seeing the ring now, could I try a roll on my scholarship?
Sure. Yeah, give me a roll.
An archaeologist.
Could be Sicilian.
But then we have to worry about if death is on the line.
It certainly follows the form of a family heraldry, but it is nothing that you recognize.
Okay, but is it actually possible to recognize it with additional successes?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Hmm.
What is the stylization of the lion? Because different cultures have...
Yeah, it's rampant, so it's up on its
rampant
legs.
Rampant is its pose.
Yes.
What is the actual stylization of it? As in, how does it look? Because lions...
Right, it is the long mane, tongue out.
Okay, so an English lion.
Yes.
Or a Norman lion. That's it. Mm-hmm.
I will say with that kind of role, though, it's not heraldry that you know belongs to anyone in particular. But when I say it follows the forms, it would mean looking at it that it is likely a new family, yes. Born of two older families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In which case the fish could have been introduced, the dolphin could have been introduced when they married someone of lower station, or yes. It could be that they, all right, fair enough.
So, they're saying the alliance with the purpose.
Negative feet chips.
One of Marcus's.
Hey, he gets a chip for that.
Is there?
No, he doesn't.
Is there a big book of heraldry?
Oh yeah, of course there is. But your scholar here is telling you that he's never come across this one in particular.
Oh, okay. Is he up to date to the latest, or would they have
more so
than
any
books would be?
I would hope so, given my various attempts to ingratiate myself upon higher society again. Oh. Which all failed.
Let us ignore that particular plot hook as a red herring until we get more information.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
All right. So shall we go by the bank and shall Marlowe go to the bank? Will I go to the rental place and get a false name?
Why am I going to a bank?
I thought you wanted to go to the bank.
Yes, when once again you're going to neither of those places being opened in the middle of the night.
I've been in the morning.
Yeah. We're going to the rental place in the morning.
Okay.
Rental place in the morning.
The party ends. We go.
Yes.
Can I make a perform roll to see how good of a host I was?
I think you've already failed that roll.
Okay.
Can I make a perform roll to minimize the damage?
We were busy. We were busy. They're gone.
Yep. So you do eventually let everyone go, I take it.
Oh yeah, we left them go a while ago.
At this point, right. To apologize, you're going to have to give them their gifts as going away presents, just like you're becoming presents.
How many people brought coffee makers and toasters?
Toasters, yes. Coffee makers, probably not. Maybe presses, coffee presses, possibly.
Blair probably brought a coffee maker.
Yeah, you know what? She probably did bring a nice coffee press.
One of the old models you brought her, Bishop.
Repackaged gifts. Gotta love them.
Hey, I always get her a new one.
Actually, you cleaned out on gifts. The Dares brought you some nice tapestries. Edison brought you some very nice lamps.
A light bulb. Amazing. Yeah.
Some kitchen appliances. Since there is not a missus of the house, you got mostly very utilitarian stuff. So,
ooh, some knives inscribed with stab, stab, stab.
I didn't bring you a damn thing.
No, that could have come from Bishop's wife. All right. So you let everybody go, and you're going to call it quits for the night. What do you do with the body? If you're done with your investigation, Blair will call for...
We tell Blair to call it in.
Yes.
Oh, I always need bodies.
It's for his zombie army. Yes, it's for a zombie army.
I ask Soraya if she would like an escort home, and also go back with my brother if I can. Take Soraya home, then we go out and try to socialize together and fail.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just get your brother to take Soraya home and just wave them off.
Nice.
Enjoy yourselves.
Nice.
That's about my level of ability in this matter.
I have a question. Would this be a police matter now? Because it was just
if you say you're done with it, then yes.
I don't want to say we're done with it, but do we even have authority to continue investigating?
Well, yes, because this has happened on investigators. Cool. You know, someone who works for the guilds, it's worked on their. It's happened on their property, so you would have first crack.
And it's also an attack on the nominal at the time that they thought head of the checker. So yes. You know, people might be interested.
Yeah. Good. And let's continue.
Well, yeah, I mean, do we want to take a quick break here, given?
Yep, and I can start a new recording before I go robot. So, yeah. All right, let's take 5.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasionally, and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups, or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.